We welcome back to the studio our friend Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. Happy November, Sean.
Happy November. Hard to believe. The weather doesn't feel like it, does it?
No, it does not. I wait for that other shoe to drop, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but there'll be payback somewhere.
Well, I always laugh because my wife says, we have 6 months of winter here. And I'm like, no, we do not.
No, no.
No, not even close. But anyway, yep.
Once upon a time, but as us old geezers will say, back in the day. But
right.
If we get 4 months now, it's...
Yeah,
highly
lucky,
unusual.
Right, yeah.
Well, we'll take it. It's been great so far, and it looks like it's going to continue through the weekend anyway. And a whole lot going on for you as we swing into the month of November, too, starting with a brand new show Friday night.
Yeah, so we have Rising Star, a South African astronomical journey. And this program takes a look at modern astronomy in South Africa and how astronomy actually has been used for sort of economic development in the country and pushing in that regard. So we'll take a look at the SALT telescope and Meerkat and a whole variety of astronomical observatories, a little bit about also some of their cultural astronomy. And this Friday night, tomorrow, the premiere night, we actually have a very special event. We also have Dr. Hennig Hack from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum. He's going to have African meteorites.
Ooh,
as part of that show, we'll do a little presentation with him about meteorites that have been found in Africa. And we also have pieces of Mars and the moon and all those typical things that he brings with us, with him when he comes to visit. So it should be a really great extra add-on for tomorrow for the premiere showing. So get your tickets soon for that one.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sunday afternoon at 2, great family show, Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah, of course, in this one, you joined three tweenage flies, if you will. Of course, sort of a Disney-esque bit, but they get trapped inside the capsule, the Apollo 11 capsule with Buzz Aldrin and, of course, Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins on their way to the moon. So they get to explore the moon as flies, if you will. But a really fun family program, relives some of that, of course, historic, launch to the moon. And, of course, as we're thinking about, we've talked about a number of times, we have Jessica Meir slated for Artemis. There is some discussion that Artemis may go up mid-November, still waiting to get more details on that. But there, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that, because when they do, we'll have a streaming broadcast of that in the dome free.
Now, speaking of that, too, I saw a video recently of Jessica Meir practicing walking on the moon. I hope that's a good sign.
Hoping as well. I mean, she is, been chosen for one of the Artemis missions. We're hoping number 3, which is the first one that's supposed to have a crew on board, or a crew that will land, I should say. So Artemis 1 is going to do a fly around the moon with unmanned or sort of or uncrewed sort of dummies, if you will, test dummies. And then Artemis 2 is supposed to just fly around the moon, kind of like Apollo 8 did, and Artemis 3 will land. So we're hoping she'll be on Artemis 3, ideally. Maybe be the, not only the first Mainer, but the first woman on the moon, which would be really wonderful.
That would be great. So a lot of delays so far. We're still not sure. I know the last I heard, they were aiming for a launch no later than the 14th.
Right. That's the last we've heard as well. But, it will depend on a variety of things. They really want to make sure everything goes off correctly. And they had some issues with hydrogen leak before. But they seem to have that fixed, in theory, knock on wood. So we'll have to wait and see. But waiting to hear as well from some of our contacts down there about the exact plan.
And SpaceX hoping to launch Starship sometime in December.
Yeah, they're also planning to do that. So lots of launches coming up, and just going to be interesting to see where it all goes, you might say.
Well, and as Artemis hopefully heads toward the moon, the music shows for this month, quite appropriately, from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so we have the Return of the Wall this month in terms of our Pink Floyd music show. So that should be a lot of fun. And, kind of November is one of those months that sometimes can be a little oppressive. So, Pink Floyd the Wall can be at times too, but it is a really fun show. Folks really love it. And, of course, just the classic album for that. And also, since we're talking about the moon, actually going back to that for just a moment, we have a lunar eclipse coming up
right
on November 8th. And it's going to start here at 4:09 in the morning, so for early morning risers. Totality at 5:16, then maximum is going to be at 5:59, and the moon's going to set around 6:33. So we won't actually get to see the moon come out of totality, but we'll get to see it all the way at least through maximum. You want a good western horizon because the moon is going to be setting. Again, we won't have another lunar eclipse until March 14th of 2025. So a little ways to wait.
Is that the morning of the 8th?
This is the morning of the 8th. Okay. Yeah. So 4:09 a.m. is when it starts, like I say. And by 6:33, the moon will have set. So, but totality 5:16. So if you have a chance, do get out and look towards your western sky at that time.
Because the morning of the 9th, depending on how the election goes, it may be dark too.
Yes, yes. Well, that's very true, very true. Hopefully not, but we shall see.
Well, what else is happening up in the skies? What are some good planets to see in the month of November?
Right now we have Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars all visible in your nighttime sky. Jupiter still really bright, coming off that 60-year close approach back in September. So the brightest thing you're going to see right away after sunset, sort of in your southeastern sky, Saturn almost directly south at sunset. And Mars rises right now probably a little after 8:30 at night or so, over in the eastern sky. And of course, we also have the time change coming up too. So all these fun things, yeah. Daylight savings time, of course, is going to be, coming up here on Saturday evening. Make sure to fall back. And hopefully the idiotic idea of going to daylight savings time year-round does not go into place. We tried that once before, folks. It doesn't work. It's not the right way to approach it. But anyway, we'll see what happens on that account. If we were to stay on one, we should be staying on standard time, daylight savings.
Yes, I agree.
But we'll see what happens on that regard. I should mention, too, if you're into sort of the moon and rocketry type of things. I can speak English today. We have our 3-2-1 liftoff show on the 8th as well. We have a homeschool show the second Tuesday of the month, and that's going to be 3-2-1 liftoff, and that's open to the public. So if folks are interested in that, you join Elon the Hamster and learn how to do a little bit of rocket science.
That's awesome. And can people still come up on Friday nights after the show and check things out?
Yeah. Well, in fact, we're expecting tomorrow night to be a really good night for looking through the Clark Telescope. We have that open after our public shows on Friday night, starting around 8:00 or so. And you can take a look and see a variety of things in the sky. I'm really doing a lot with planets right now, since they're all very visible after sunset. But also looking at some star clusters, other things of that nature too.
I don't think I've seen you since the really cool event that we went to over at the Challenger Center, and I was impressed with your power that you made the clouds part so my son could see Jupiter through the telescope.
Oh, we had so many sucker holes that night, as we call them. So yeah, trying to do, we had this another one of our James Webb partner events, and we did that, they did one with us up at the Astronomy Center, and then we did one with them, and the whole plan was to show folks things through the telescope, things that Webb had looked at, and Jupiter was on that list. We had, kind of really cloudy skies that night, but occasionally we would get little glimpses of just enough to see Jupiter for a few seconds, then it would go back under, then a few seconds again. So, but we did get to see it a little bit.
Well, and those images from the James Webb Space Telescope, every new release gets more impressive.
Yeah, and of course, this past week they had releases of the Pillars of Creation, yeah. M16, and in particular the latest one of that, really spooky, which was just before Halloween, and I think that's one of the reasons they did that. But just a really spooky image with Miri of really those clouds and looking really ethereal and almost a little ghostly, if you will, which was kind of fun.
That was great. Well, Sean, good to see you as always.
Great to see you.
Have a good month of November, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds like a plan.
Sean Latch from the Versant Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine.